battle is a voice given to us by Mother Earth. She can't talk to us like we talk in a voice, so we have to create a voice for her that the people will hear. So who did we go to? We didn't have the knowledge as humans, because we're limited to our abilities in the spiritual world. But because Mother Earth deals with life and death every second that the clock goes around, that she's so familiar that we take the elements. How do we get them? We have to go to the things that live. So we go to an anthill, and there's a ceremony, and there's song, there's prayers that go with it. And we ask the ants for help. And in asking them for this help, they bring us stones from wherever they collect them. We don't ask them where. It's enough that they bring them to us. We collect these stones, and we put them in these rattles. And 52 of them. Each one is a voice from the past. And the people say, well, they laugh at that. And I say, no, laugh if you want, but, you know, listen. While you're making fun, open one ear to reality. Let the other one be happy and destructive. So the stones that the ants bring when we lay our people to rest in a natural way, not in a coffin, but in a natural way, the little creepers and crawlers come and they distribute our body evenly back into Mother Earth. We become one with her. We become productive. See? We're using. We never leave. We go back to the earth, and dust to dust, they say, in due time. We're blown into the atmosphere. We come down in rain and snow. And this rain and snow is absorbed by all creation again. It goes into the water. We're drinking it again. We're eating it again. We become productive. So how can man not say we were all brothers with creation? We are just one massive cell with so much energy and beauty that the short time we're in a physical form is such a sin, a waste to tie it up in all the destruction. This is the voice that is going into each little stone we put in that rattle. All this power, knowledge, energy. Then if you have to pick each one.